Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your credit card balance is thus higher now. If they are, you are part of the rest of the bottom 90% of the country when it comes to taking on more debt.
Yeah, Federal Reserve data shows debt soared by $300 billion over the last year for that bottom 90%, the largest annual gain on record. Oh, and the top 10%? Well, their debt levels are about the same as before. Kristen Myers is editor-in-chief at TheBalance.com, which helps people with personal finances. Kristen, thanks for being with us. So here we go again, right? The rich get richer, and those who are not rich stay the same or get poorer, huh?
Right. Well, I don't know if this is so much the rich getting richer, but it's just clearly that the rich are able to essentially handle tough economic times, right? So we are seeing economic shocks, and we have over the last 2 years. And frankly, the wealthy, while they, of course, are impacted like by economic shocks, they're not being knocked backwards in terms of their financial health. And that is what is happening to most of Americans, as we are seeing consumer debt is rising. And it's frankly because everything is more expensive now. And if you have the cash, you tend to use it. And when you don't, you turn to credit.
What happened to all the headlines that said, even despite the pandemic, because all those payments went out, that people's savings were way higher than usual? Did it just only last so long? And then we hit inflation and now it's like, well, I'm out of cash, to your point.
Well, so what we had, two things have been happening, right, throughout this pandemic. One, we had what's called a K-shaped recovery. So think of those two legs of the K. We have one set of people, they're doing much better, right? That K, that leg is moving upwards. And a lot of Americans, frankly, were also a part of that group. We did see household balance sheets improve. We did see savings accounts increase. But there is, of course, that section of the American population that was the other leg of that K, which declined. And those are the folks really that we are seeing really taking on more and more debt. Now, I should say this, while we are seeing more Americans take on more debt, we are seeing a lot more Americans better able to handle the debt that they do have. So this is at least still the silver lining. So beyond the 90%, which of course is almost all Americans, a lot of them took on debt in the form of mortgages or in the form of cars. And a lot of those Americans are still doing pretty well. They're able to make those payments. They got pay raises. They got wage bumps. What we really need to worry about are really the bottom 50% of Americans who are essentially financing things in their life on debt and on credit because they don't have the savings to back up some of those purchases, and they are financially struggling.
And what happens to that percentage that you're just talking about who have jobs and are able to, as you put it, handle the debt when and if the Federal Reserve's actions by constantly raising interest rates perhaps does lead us, as some fear, into a recession and those people lose their jobs?
Right. This, of course, is obviously the scenario that everyone wants to avoid. And the reason is because we all remember exactly what a recession looked like just about a decade ago or a little over a decade ago now. We are seeing a lot of Americans, they are still able to handle some of those mortgage payments. And because of, let's just using the housing market as an example, we don't have a lot of folks that are at risk or as at risk of default like they were before. And that's thanks to tightened regulations because of the recession. But there are, and there's no way around it, there are going to be many Americans that are going to struggle. If you don't have an income coming in, if you don't have emergency savings to last you 2 months, 3 months, 6 months before you get a new job, there are going to be some cuts that are going to have to be made. Hopefully people can avoid losing their homes. They can hopefully avoid losing things like their cars, and it could just do a little bit of belt tightening, but there are going to be some people that are really going to slip through the cracks. What I will say with these rising interest rates, even before we hit a recession, and this is also a really big concern for those Americans that really are tacking on more and more debt, the more that interest rates go up, the more that that debt is going to become more and more expensive, because the interest rate on that credit card is going to go up and up and up, which means that every single month that you carry a balance, you are going to have to pay more money. And that's really going to create some economic hardships, frankly, starting from now, if it hasn't done so already.
Kristen Myers, editor-in-chief, TheBalance.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.